12 years ago, a new arts festival was created in Iowa City, and it's still going on. I'm Jacqueline Hallbloom for Iowa Public Radio's Iowa Arts Showcase. We're very fortunate to have the founder of the Mission Creek Festival with us today, Andre Perry. Andre serves as the executive director of the Englert Theater in Iowa City, and the Englert Theater is the moving force behind the Mission Creek Festival. And Andre, it's such a great honor to have you with us today.
Thanks for having me.
Well, one of the many unique things about Mission Creek Festival is that you tap into emerging as well as seasoned, free-spirited writers and musicians. So tell us briefly about the building blocks and the focus that you have behind your festival.
Sure. Yeah, Mission Creek is all about performance, literature, and community. That's our tagline. And that's derived from the original idea that we thought it would be cool to have a festival that really focused on music and literature as being kind of bedrock cultural interests of the Iowa City community. And it's just grown from there. So, you know, it's about performers. And those performers, we really expect people who have independent voices. And so sometimes they can be really famous people, like, you know, like a Rufus Wainwright, who's always done things his way. And sometimes they can be people you've never heard of, but they're just doing great things. They might be from Des Moines, or they might be from Davenport, or they might be from Washington, D.C. But we're just like trying to get back to that core of who's got an independent voice and who's expressing it through performance or the literary world. And then you have that community aspect, which is there are just other things that are sometimes unclassifiable, which, you know, don't fall into a genre or fall into a medium, but they're just awesome. And we want to make sure that they have a place in this festival.
Now, your festival is kicking off, I believe it is on Tuesday. So it's really right upon us. And you have 6 days. And tell us a bit about what kinds of things and what you try to do with this festival.
Sure. So there's going to be a lot of music and a lot of readings and discussions that are happening in local venues in Iowa City. Some of them are going to be the classic places, like a rock club like Gabe's or a place like The Mill or even our place, The Englert. And then some of them are going to be repurposed, you know, maybe a clothing store like White Rabbit or a card store like RSVP, one of the event spaces where things are happening. So part of it is just really infusing the places that we're used to going with cool stuff. Part of it is also just reimagining these awesome stores and spaces that, you know, exist in different forms for the rest of the year. And so whether you're like a full-on Mission Creek fanatic and you've got your pass and you're just bouncing from venue to venue with a really set schedule, or you're just engaging it for the first time, I think there's just a lot of opportunities just to like walk into a store, walk into a venue, or walk into a space and just see something that is hopefully going to be riveting. You might hate it. Hopefully you love it, but you might hate it. But at least it gives you enough of a reaction that you feel like you've engaged art, you've engaged your community, and that makes you want to keep living and keep pushing forward.
And one of the things that you kind of implied, but you didn't really come right out and say it, is about this intimate setting with the artist and the audience.
Yeah, it's a very intimate festival, and that's one of the things that's actually driving us to not get, you know, much bigger than we are, which is, hey, so much can happen when you're in a room with 50 or 60 other people and an artist that's reading an amazing poem or playing an amazing song in front of you. Probably our most frequent biggest space is the Englert. You know, we do one excellent event at Hancher, which is 1,700 seats, almost 1,800. Usually the biggest venue for the week is the Englert, and that's, you know, that's only 700 people. And so even like, you know, the biggest thing that's happening is with a small community at one time. And so we think that's important. That's an experience that we don't want to forget. It is cool to go see the really big thing with 10,000 people sometimes, but it's also really cool just to be there with a small group, both, I think, for the artist and the audience.
You mentioned passes, and you have a couple of different kinds of passes. What are they?
So for the people who are really all in, there's a full week pass that's available that's almost sold out. And then this year we have a weekend pass, which is Friday through Sunday. And that gives folks a chance to really catch a lot of programming, but not have to commit to the full 6 days. Then there are a number of events that have, you know, just single ticket purchases that you can do. And then I think probably the most important thing is that there's a lot of stuff that's free. Most of the literary programming is entirely free. There's a lot of music and other performances and really cool things that are happening, like our Art, Life, and Technology speaker series that is free, like our DIY comics and zine fair that happens at Public Space One. There's a great concert that happens at Big Grove Brewery. We really hope that there's a way for every different sort of person in this community to just plug in. So like money does not need to be a barrier. And we hope that there are nothing's on the cultural spectrum that, you know, whatever you're into is not a barrier either, that we're able to find a way to bring you in and have a good time.
Well, you mentioned a few folks that are going to be coming. What are some of the highlights of this year's Mission Creek Festival?
I always hesitate to say this because no one likes what I like, but but I think there are other things that people are really into. What I'm, a few of the things that I'm really excited about. One is Jamila Woods, who is a writer, a musician, and an arts education activist in Chicago. She works with Young Chicago Authors, and she's going to come here on the Saturday of the festival, and she's going to do a reading as part of our keynote reading series at the Mill. And then the next day, she's going to perform with her band, which is going to be amazing. And so just having that like really deep engagement with someone who's going to be here for a couple days and really get a feel for Iowa City, I think that's going to be great. Roxanne Gay is returning this year, and she's going to be in conversation with Amber Tamblyn and Jessica Hopper, and that is going to be an event that is ticketed, but all of the proceeds are going to Girls Rock Iowa City, so we're super excited about that. In terms of some of the bands, White Oak is just personally one of my favorite bands, and so I'm happy that they're going to be able to be a part of this, as well as Horse Lords is a great ensemble from Baltimore, and if I had to throw one more in there, I think I'd have to give it to Built to Spill, who's just, when we talk about those independent voices, they just have been like such a great independent representation of like just rock and roll music for I'm basically like 20 years now, and you know they've always done it their way, you know, for ever since they came out, and I think they've just been such an inspiration for so many guitar rock bands ever since they came out.
So the festival is April 3rd through the 8th. You're going to have literature, music, food, and all sorts of things. How can people get more details about tickets and the venues and everything so they can sort of chart their path when they get there?
I think the best place to go for information is missioncreekfestival.com. If you're already on the ground in Iowa City next when the festival kicks off, I think you can always go by the Englert box office. It's kind of the home base. If you just have a question, you want to talk to a human being, the Englert's the place to go and get your questions answered. But missioncreekfestival.com if you're on your phone or on your laptop.
Anything else you'd like to add that maybe some big high point that we missed for your festival?
I think the high point is always we would really love it if everyone could just find a reason to come out and engage in whichever way, you know, seems appropriate or seems fun to them. And between all of the work we have to do, all the family engagements we have to do, there's just so much going on in life. Just to remember, even if it's just 3 hours that you can take off to engage, have a great time. We think those are the experiences that help us continue on living here and doing good work in the community.
Thanks for today's Mission Creek Festival chat goes to IPR's Jim Davies and Tony Daner and Barney Sherman. And a big thanks to the executive director of the Englert Theater in Iowa City and the founder and mover and shaker behind the Mission Creek Festival, Andre Perry. And thanks so much, Andre. It's really been an honor to have you, and we hope you have a terrific festival.
Thank you so much.